Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
This past fall, back in October, CEF held our annual fundraising event with guest speaker Dr. Robert Morgan that was entitled America Needs a Miracle. Little did we know back then how even more true that would be today. At the event, I also had an opportunity to share a CEF of Illinois ministry report to give a picture of encouragement to God's people, how the Lord has worked in and through his people, even in the midst of this difficult year. We hope you enjoy this first part of the ministry report that I shared about this past CEF 2020 year.
I just want to just take a few minutes and share with you, if I can, what God has done in this past 2020 year. Chris has mentioned February, and February was the last month that we had a statewide staff meeting with those 26 CF missionaries across the state. And of course, we had no idea that COVID was coming. And as I usually do, I share a devotional with my staff. I don't know how else to lead except through God's word. And so one of the verses that the Lord just put on my heart, I just love the Old Testament, and I was happened to be reading Zechariah, and this is the verse that I shared with them, and it was Zechariah 4:6, is probably very familiar to you. It says, "Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord." And I don't know if you know the context of Zechariah chapter 4, but it's when, you know, they were coming back, one of the groups that were coming back from Babylon, and, you know, Cyrus, you know, he allowed them to come back, and, you know, one of the first things they did was to build the temple, and they started, and then they had opposition, and then they got discouraged, and so God wanted to give his people a picture of encouragement, but it is a strange picture of encouragement. You can look at it tonight, maybe before you go to bed, but in the verses before verse 6 in Zechariah chapter 4, it's a picture of a golden candlestick with a bowl of oil on top, with seven other lamps, like, sitting on top of that bowl, but all connected through pipes, okay? And it's all like, that's how, where the oil was coming from, to light those seven lamps on top of that bowl of oil that was on top of that candlestick. And then to either side of that candlestick with that bowl of oil, with those lamps connecting the pipes all back and forth and so forth, and putting out that burning light, were two olive trees standing on either side. Strange picture. But what is it a picture of? It's a picture of encouragement to God's people that they have an unlimited supply of all they need to rise up and build and finish the Lord's work at that time, the temple, to do what God was calling them to do, even in the midst of difficult times and opposition. And even there was people that wanted to kill them and wanted to stop the God's work. But God wanted to give his people an encouragement, and this is what he said, and then just have that picture in mind, that strange picture, and then God said, the word of the Lord came to Zerubbabel and said to him, it's not by might, not by your might, not by your power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And then that was a devotion I shared, and little did I know, in less than a few weeks after that, boom, COVID came. Now, to be honest with you, in my mind, I was trying to get my staff excited, because at that time, it really makes me sad right now, but at that time, we were like this close to breaking the glass of having 100 after-school Good News Clubs across the state. We're at 93 Good News Clubs. That means there was about 2,500 children back then throughout this past school year from 2019 through March that were throughout the state, every one of those cities that you see listed up there, that there was children in one of those schools that they would stay after school for once a week for an hour and a half, and they would go to their gym or their cafeteria or their music room, and they would hear the gospel, God's word being spoken and taught to them, and they would hear about Jesus, that Jesus is the way. And so in my heart, I got to be honest with you, I was just trying to kind of like light the fire a little bit and say, hey, to our staff, hey, you know what? Rise up and build. You can do this with the Lord's help. Now, I wouldn't have meant it that way, but I think maybe I did a little bit. And maybe I didn't really understand what it really truly meant, not by our might, not by our power, but by the Spirit, says the Lord. And then COVID hit, And now there's like, it was about mid-March, and I just remember I started getting phone calls and around the state from our staff, and then boom, in less than a week, actually it was probably a matter of days, we went from 93 to zero in-person ministry in the schools. We lost all, we were shut out of all of our face-to-face ministry with the children. I mean, that was quite a hard thing to take. And so, but I just praise the Lord for what he has done and for the staff that he has raised up, that he has given to us here in Illinois for such a time as this. And I just want to tell you that also that our CF International headquarters, they just started cranking out all these electronic social media ministry for a missionary with CF for serving now 27 years. I'm kind of like an old dinosaur now, but you know, I'm starting to learn all this stuff. But our staff, our young people, they knew exactly what to do. And so all these electronic ministry tools and electronic devotional books and you know YouTube that CF set up for Bible lessons that children can watch through online and all that kind of stuff. And so our staff took that and then boom, they just blasted it out to the field and got it to the hands of churches. I couldn't even tell you how, I don't know how Chris tracks all he does, but I had children's church directors calling me and saying, thank you for saying this to me, because we didn't really, some of these churches, they didn't have a way to minister to their own children and or to get these materials. They were helping to get it into the hands of the parents and the families to help them to minister to children when children, you know, they were just shut out of their churches. They were shut out of Sunday school. They were shut out of not just Good News Clubs, but shut out of teaching that they were regularly getting. But not only did our staff turn on a dime and engage in social media ministry, but then also we started in literature distribution ministry. Now, Dr. Morgan mentioned the two towers. Back in 9/11, CEF actually created this gospel tool that actually has been used now for many countries since 9/11. And by the way, when the F4 tornado hit here in Illinois back in like 2013, we were able to put out 15,000 of these copies in the Washington community to get these in the hands and even to schools back then. And so we now today, when the COVID hit, our staff around the state, we've been able to close to 11,000 of these gospel booklets. And one of my friends, I see him here today, Bill Winkler, he was able to pass these out to children right here in Peoria too. And so that's one of the things that our staff also engaged in right away. And so we just praise the Lord. We just, why did we want to do these social media ministry and literature distribution? Because we want to do everything we could to still minister to children, to share the good news of the gospel with them, and also to help churches and families for such a time as this. And then the summer came. And our staff started, I mean, I remember Chris and I were talking on the phone, and that was a sad day. It was a sad afternoon when he and I talked, and we decided there was nothing else we could do but to close the camp for the summer. And that was hard. After 65 summers of always having a ministry out at Camp Good News, ministering to at least 400, 500 children in person, and that was a sad day. But then we start thinking, okay, now we lost our camp ministry. You know, our Good News Club ministries, you know, that's over now for the school year. We were shut out of that. So did we lose our five-day club, our backyard Bible club ministry too? But then we started to hear about these phases. And then we were thinking, you know what? We think there's going to be an opening. Now, this was before July. We thought there's going to be an opening to move to phase four. Now, we weren't a big fan of the phases at all. We didn't want there to be any phases at all. But, you know, we're trying to do what we can to do what we need to do, you know, innocent as dove, you know, so forth. And so then we just said, okay. And so we're like, well, okay, we have summer missionaries, right? We got to do training school, but we can't have it at the camp. How are we going to do that? And again, through our staff that God had raised up. So instead of having one summer missionary training school that we usually have at Camp Good News, that's for like a couple weeks, we ended up with four training schools in four different hub sites around the state. And again, we use those, you know, those online stuff and uploaded YouTube stuff. And so Lord blessed us with 20 young people. I'm talking about high school, college age staff. And that was a picture of the group that we had here in the Peoria, Central Illinois area that God has blessed us with. And then this is what happened, is that we just finished those 2-week training schools four of them around the state. And just as soon as we finished it, boom, our state moved into phase four. And so now our people were trained and they're ready to go. And they ended up, these 20 young people plus our staff, just ran at July with all that they had. And they ended up conducting 63 week-long five-day clubs, backyard Bible clubs, going from house to house. And they reached over 700 children with the gospel of Jesus Christ in less than like 4 or 5 weeks. That was amazing. And we heard all kinds of just precious testimonies of coming back from the field of children that are so hungry for the gospel. There was this one girl that her parents didn't think it was a good thing for her to go. And we totally understand, respect that. And, you know, to keep her safe, she had some health conditions. But she had a friend that went to a five-day club. So her friend says, no problem, I'll FaceTime you. I don't quite know how this works. But her friend held up that phone and was holding it up. And so she was there in person and holding up her phone doing FaceTime with her friend, so her friend back at home, she could be in that five-day club hearing the songs, the Bible lessons, the gospel message. Isn't that cool? That's amazing. And we also heard precious stories coming from the field also of a granddaughter of a lady that has been involved in CF years ago. In fact, she's here tonight. And so she had the opportunity to not only see her granddaughter go to a five-day club in Decatur, Illinois, but then when that five-day club was over, her granddaughter, the Lord had just worked a miracle in her heart, opened up her heart, opened up her ears, and she told her grandmother that she wanted to trust in Christ. And so the grandmother got a chance to lead her granddaughter to the Lord. But you know what? That's not the end of the story. It's so cranked up, the grandmother, and she has many years left to give. She just retired, and she's young at heart, young in age, and so she's already filled out her application, and she is going to be our CEF missionary for the Springfield-Decatur area. We just got to get the final approval process. But praise the Lord! We've been praying for that for a long time. That all happened from a five-day club that should have never happened in COVID year.
I hope you've enjoyed listening to this first part of the ministry report and remembering that nothing, not even COVID or an upside-down crazy 2020 year, can derail God's plan or prevent the light of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ from going forth still today. Pray for America. Pray for our nation. And remember that God is still a miracle-working God today. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you join us again next week. Until then, God bless.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. Tell me again.